Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And what a podcast we've got coming your way. I've no idea, actually. I'm reading this for the first time. You're listening to it as I'm speaking. Anyway, it's only going to be a good one, hopefully. We begin today's podcast with the Wales captain, Gareth Bale. He's been speaking to the media ahead of the game against Belgium tonight, live on TalkSport 2, don't you know? The Welsh wizard, I'll just say Bale, chatted about Spurs and why it might be a good time to be on international duty and his plan to return to Real Madrid next season, or the Bernabeu, or Bernabeu, as some people stupidly call it.
The main reason I came to Spurs this year was obviously I wanted to play football first and foremost, but going into Euros, I wanted to be match fit. So, the original plan was only to do a season at Spurs. And then, after the Euros, I still have a year left at Real Madrid. And as far as my plan, obviously, is to go back. And that's as far as I plan, to be honest.
I'm a naive supporter. I'm not Daniel Levy. I'm not paying him over 20 million quid a year to come back and do that. And I think that's the thing that upsets me as a supporter. And that's just, I suppose, that's the thing that upsets me about Gareth.
So you feel hurt and disrespected, Jace?
I do. I just feel hurt as a fan.
And Tottenham are on the cusp of a humiliating, embarrassing European exit.
I always think when things aren't going too well at the club, it's nice to get away and especially mentally get away from the club environment. So, definitely it can be a benefit. So, the first thing we have to do now is focus on these couple of games for Wales, which is very important for us. And, then we forget club life and concentrate on this.
I would not start Gareth Bale for one game from now to the rest of the season.
What's wrong with you?
Because you ain't going to give you 100%.
Why is he not?
If he's playing in a game, he didn't give 100% against Dinamo
Zagreb.
How do you know? Because I saw him not track back. You know, Orsic's third goal. Let me finish.
Doesn't mean he's not giving 100%. Some players don't do that.
When Orsic picks the ball up on the halfway line, Gareth Bale was the first one to him. He doesn't even go goal side of him. He doesn't even foul him because it doesn't mean enough to him, right? When he comes back from his international break, he's not going to give 100% for Spurs because he's going to be worried about not getting injured.
West Ham midfielder Jesse Lingard has been speaking to our reporter Faye Carruthers ahead of England's match against San Marino tomorrow, live on TalkSport. Faye asked Jesse how it feels to be recalled to the national squad for the first time in 2 years.
I mean, it is amazing. You know, even for my family as well, everyone was emotional. I was emotional. And like I say, it's been a long time coming. And, you know, I've had to work hard and graft and still believe in myself, that I can play at the highest level. And like I say, you know, you work hard, you get the rewards in the end.
What did your family say to you? Because I know it's been a pretty tough couple of years for you off the pitch.
Yeah, I mean, you know, things happen off the pitch, you know, in which obviously it can, you know, affect your performances. And when I went on loan to West Ham, obviously, you know, I had a lot of targets written down. You know, certain ones I've already hit already. And, you know, I continue that for the rest of the season. So it's just about having the right mindset and right focus. Coming to West Ham, trying to help the team, trying to fight for Europe and also hitting my individual targets as well.
Lingard gets another return ball and then curls a beautiful right-footed goal into the top right-hand corner. That is a majestic strike.
You were obviously a really important part of the squad at the World Cup in 2018. Since dropping out, how much support has Gareth Southgate shown to you during the past 18 months, 2 years?
Yeah, he's shown a lot of support and, you know, a lot of belief in me. I mean, you know, he's the first one to give him my England debut, which I'm proud of. And obviously, I still kept in contact with him, you know, even though I weren't playing. And just to kind of get his advice and, you know, what I should do. And, you know, like I say, we carried on speaking, and then, you know, obviously the loan happened, and, you know, I didn't speak to him after the loan. So after that, like I say, it was just about me working hard, doing well for West Ham, and hoping to get the call up, really. Like I say, I've been 2 years out, only had 1 month of football, so it was in my head that I might go, might not go, but, you know, I'm glad I'm here now, and he showed that belief in me.
Lingard wins it back for West Ham, looks to burst into the penalty area, supported by Fornals. Lingard continues, and that's a brilliant goal from Jesse Lingard.
What kind of advice did he give you?
Well, it was just on the right move, really, you know, whether it be going out to Europe or staying in the Premiership. And, you know, he said if I was you, I'd stay in the Premiership. So, you know, after that, you know, I had to find a Premiership side, and obviously, you know, West Ham fitted perfectly.
Now, is Southampton's Danny Ings all that, and does he have what it takes to play for Manchester City or another big club? Well, let's get the take of a former teammate of his, the Manchester United goalkeeper Lee Grant, as well as Ali McCoist, QPR striker Super Charlie Austin. But first, here's Darren Benn.
Dan Ings there, he's a proven Premier League goal scorer. He's an international. He's got a chance of going with England to the Euros in the summer. I would opt and try and get him now and then work on the Haalands or the Mbappes, wherever you're going to go, but get somebody in first. One club that would have to look at him seriously is Tottenham, because at the end of the season, if they don't win anything, I can see Harry Kane going, you know what, enough's enough. I need to move on.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I do reckon. And I think if he does go, I think Dan Ings is the perfect replacement. Again, I don't think it's a case of just Manchester City coming in for him. I can see a lot of top teams in the Premier League going in for Dan Ings.
Oh, what a goal from Danny Ings! And Southampton are running riot at Villa Park. Danny Ings this time.
He is what you would class as an absolute diamond guy. He is a tremendous human being. And one thing I remember about my time at Burnley with him is that, I mean, he came in very little known, obviously come from Bournemouth, and not a great deal of us knew anything about him. He was injured within literally, I think, 2 or 3 days of training. We're in the middle of a shooting session and he does his knee. Really, really horrible time for him. But I think the thing that stood out was his personality, his perseverance, and his just general good nature. I mean, you could just tell he was a proper, proper human being and a real, real top professional.
Zane's 22 Premier League goals last year. So 8 this year. Okay, he's had a few injuries this year, but that's part and parcel of football, the way the league's been crammed into the way it is. But look, for me, I think he's a good fit for Man City if the opportunity comes.
And if you're asking me, do I think Danny Ings could get into that side and score goals? Absolutely. I think 37 and 84 with Southampton, great figures, and that would indicate to me, if he goes to a team like to Manchester City, who, safe to say, create an awful lot more chances than Southampton, I would think he would batter in all sorts of goals.
I would say, knowing Danny as I know him, that Southampton, the way they've treated him, not the gamble, but certainly the trust they showed in him from, you know, after his injury record at Liverpool, I think will be certainly weighing on his mind. So I wouldn't be surprised to see something happen, especially when you see the type of offer and the type of contract that Southampton are willing to put on the table for him.
I just think it would be brilliant. I really do. It'd be fantastic. I think it'd be great for him. I think he'd probably walk there. He'd walk up the road there. And it'd be a really interesting move, wouldn't it?
Now, England collapsed from 169 for 2 to 251 all out to lose by 66 runs in the first one-day international against India. Every ball, would you believe, was live and exclusive on TalkSport 2. Johnny Bairstow was almost the hero for the tourists after scoring a brilliant 94. After the match, TalkSport spoke to the England captain, E-O-I-N. What? Owen? No, I told you last time. It's Eoin Morgan.
I think with the ball, we were brilliant. You know, India bat deep, and have you know, a lot of really experienced white ball batters that tend to score a lot of volume of runs. And I thought, given the wicket, how it played, I thought the wicket was fantastic. Great cricket wicket. Our bowlers did a really good job. And then on the back of that, our openers were absolutely outstanding.
Oh, that's a good stump. That really is a hard, hard hit of a cricket ball by Johnny Bairstow. It's gone miles back.
Given we couldn't take advantage of the way that they played is disappointing. We were clearly off the mark. and I suppose their skill level wasn't quite there.
Tom Curran swings hard. It's gone high up into the outfield. Man underneath it, catch taken, and England have lost with 8 overs to spare.
50-over cricket for us over the next few years is going to be an opportunity to grow our squad and to present opportunities to guys that potentially haven't played on the tour so far. We watched Eoin Ali come in today and Sam Billings play their first game on tour. Tom Curran come back in. So it's great to be able to present these guys with opportunities and not sacrifice a lot with performance.
Now, England striker Frank Worthington has sadly passed away aged 72 following a long illness. He won 8 international caps, scoring twice for his country, and was known for being a star on and off the pitch. On TalkSport, Sam Allardyce, Alan Brazil and Ali McCoist paid tribute to one of the game's great mavericks.
Well, the essence of being a top striker is ball control. You know, first touch.
That's a fine goal from Worthington.
What a character. One of the most talented footballers I've ever played with. He did me the honour of coming up. He spoke at my testimonial dinner.
A sad loss, obviously. I mean, Frank was a superb footballer and an absolutely brilliant character.
Elegant, lovely, lovely bloke, a time for everyone. I would imagine a lot of young players that played with Frank would have learnt so much from him, not just football, but everything.
Worthington now from Cowley Cheddar and Worthington. And what a beautiful Worthington goal. And wasn't it a bit special? Juggle, 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 turn and then strike.
It was just the time to be part of a great era of British football.
Now, across the country, Britain's marked the anniversary of Boris Johnson's first lockdown with a minute's silence in memory of those who have died. White and Jordan were joined by the former Liverpool and Wigan goalkeeper Chris Kirkland to look ahead to a more positive future.
I hope people appreciate things, not just that, but everything, Jim, you know, and hopefully don't take things for granted as much, try and help other people as well. And hopefully we're never in this situation again. What we've been through the last year, if you'd have said 2 years ago what we'd have gone through, nobody would have believed you. But, you know, we have done and we're still not out of it yet. There's still a lot of hard work to do. But, yeah, I just hope people don't take things for granted anymore and try and help people. And, as I said, the more people that can do that, the easier it will be for people to learn to cope with things like this.
I'm Jim White and this is TalkSport Daily.
Now over to my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show. My co-pilot was the on-loan QPR striker, Super Charlie Austin. Now back in 2016, Charlie was an unused sub against the Republic of Ireland. Austin never actually gained a full international cap after Roy Hodgson failed to bring him onto the pitch. And he admitted it's one of his only regrets in football. And if you want my opinion, it was an absolute disgrace that he wasn't used.
Not spoken to Roy Hodgson since. You have big decisions to make, don't you?
Do you take it personally?
Did I?
Yeah.
At the time I did, yeah. Because because I would deserve to be there. I never had an explanation. I wasn't there for the jolly up. I nearly got called up in March. The reason why I didn't was because Harry Kane did. Right, so look what's gone on. But at the time, he was scoring goals for Tottenham in the Premier League, but also the Europa League. That's where he found his form and went on to score, was it like 30 goals that year? Mm. So it was what it was. But I just felt like I showed enough for club football to get the call up, but also enough to be rewarded with a cap.
Deep cross to the far post. Austin! He's made it 1-1. Brilliant header from Charlie Austin.
I was fourth top goalscorer in the Premier League for a team that got relegated. I think it was Sanchez, Diego Costa and Sergio Aguero was above me, which speaks volumes for the way I performed.
So
personally,
do you think if you would have played for a bigger club,
correct,
maybe
I think that goes against a lot of people. That's going against Patrick Bamford right now.
Why do you say that, though?
Because that's football snobbery, mate. That's just the way it is.
And you think that snobbery goes all the way to the England manager?
Correct. Sometimes face don't fit.
So you think you didn't get on the... Even though you... Why were you called up to the squad then?
We had to. Because it was only me and Jamie that was there, really, that was fit. Because you had the under-21 championship going on and there was no one really else.
And you think that had you been playing for a club, even that would have survived maybe top 10, you would have got on the field?
Yeah.
That's really quite sad that you...
That's football. I do believe that.
Well, that's nearly it for another podcasty thing. Let me remind you of more live football are coming your way. I've already told you about Belgium against Wales. It's a World Cup qualifier. It's live on TalkSport 2 tonight from 7:45. But I'm going to tell you again. Well, I just did. That's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show today from 4 p.m. alongside Goffer. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. So do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.